And now this is a dictation for Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C-E, Newman, or Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, January 12, 42, addressed as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Newman, advanced renal failure, CHF hypertension, last visit in April. This was a phone visit. She declined to come in person. Has underlying congestive heart failure, follows CHF clinic, Mrs. Garcia. Salt fluid restriction. She has a device that apparently checks pro-BNP or similar. It shows a lot of fluid. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema, 2-3 plus up to the knee without cellulitis, ulcers, or whipping fluid. Has chronic chest pain, sometimes on activity, sometimes at rest. This is baseline. Does have dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Has a sleep apnea, CPAP machine, as well as oxygen at night, 2 liters. No purulent material hemoptysis. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Coumadin, hydralazine, nitrates, Bumex, bisoprolol, aldactone, potassium. Next paragraph, present weight 196. Blood pressure was in the 130 over 58. She's able to speak in full sentences. Alert to the intestine 3. No expressive aphasia, dysarthria. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from August. At that time, creatinine 1.9, that's above baseline, which has been around 1 to 1.3. With a normal sodium potassium acid base, if this will be a steady state, GFR of 26 is stage 4. Calcium was normal, phosphorus albumin not available, CBC not available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, progressive chronic kidney disease versus acute on chronic. Probably related to congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, and effect of medications, cardiorenal syndrome. I will try to obtain the most recent echo, previously 33%, a number of valve abnormalities, including mitral tricuspid valve, the presence of a pacemaker, some degree of pulmonary hypertension, the importance of salt fluid restriction. First choice, of course, is keeping lungs dry so she can have mobility, activity, breathing. Chemistry needs to include cell count for anemia. Prior one shows severe anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated. We need to check on phosphorus, nutrition, so we can make adjustments for potential binders. I advise her to do chemistries in a monthly basis. Plan to see her back on the next 3 months. We discuss the meaning of progressive and advanced renal failure. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 with symptoms or uncontrollable volume overload. Continue educating patient, end of dictation.